morning, my boss came into my office and said, go find out all the information you can on Virtual Earth 3D because they've just had a new release. And as you can see, the party is here, the party is now, the party is happening. And I'm going to go talk to Steve Lombardi. He's going to give me all the information on the authoring side of Virtual Earth 3D. I might have a beer or two on the way, though. What I need is a virtual map to point me to the beer. So I pulled myself away from the beer, the glitz, the glam, to land here where the real excitement is. This is Steve Lombardi, and Steve is going to show us some of the finer features of all the new authoring tools within Virtual Earth 3D, the new launch that just came out, right?
Yep, we're going to take a look at how to author collections, show you how you can contribute your own map layers that other people can search for and enjoy. In this case, I've got a layer loaded here already.
Okay, so what are we doing here?
Well, this is a collection that I've got of live music venues in Seattle. So these are some of my favorite places to go and check out bands in the Seattle area. And I can create this map layer and then share it with other folks. So before sharing this with someone, to give them a really good viewing experience, I can actually go in, zoom into an area, and create a really nice view of the location. So here's item number 6. I want to show people exactly where that club is. Let's rotate around so we're looking at the front of it.
And now this is a new feature that was not in the previous version?
This is brand new. So when I have my camera looking the way I want, I can say I want to edit that guy and go to the 3D Tours properties. And I can basically capture a viewpoint. That's like taking a snapshot of this particular view. And we're going to remember that view for this particular location. I can set some attributes here, like tell it I want it to delay. I could tell it that when it stops at this location, I want to have a little circle animation.
So this would be like if I wanted you to see the funhouse or whatever bar it is, you want it to start on maybe their, you know, the awning and the open, and then you can spin around the building and sort of really customize how you want your friends to see it?
Yeah, exactly. Because in the middle of a city, when you're just looking at a point, you know, you want a special view of that place. You don't want some randomly selected view.
Sure, yeah.
So now that we've got that, set, we've edited our collection. I could share it at this point. I go up to the share menu and send it off to you in email. But I'm going to show you one more super cool feature, real quick. Let's say there was a new club that had opened up right here at the side of the highway. And we don't have it in our in our 3D building set yet. I can right-click and tell it that I want to add that model.
So you can change the geography of your Seattle city.
Yeah, I can add buildings and structures, anything that I can model in this new tool that's starting up here, which we call 3D Via. Anything that I can model here, I can insert into the virtual Earth. It's a really powerful 3D modeling package. We partnered with a company called Dassault, who isn't exactly a household name. They mostly build really high-end 3D modeling applications. They build the application that Boeing used to design the new 787.
Okay. It's like really. And is this like a? Is it a pay-per-use? Is it a free download? Yeah, how do you get 3D Via?
Absolutely free. All I had to do was right-click, say I wanted to add a building in there, and I'm in. So here it is, the UI. I'm not going to build my ideal rock club, but we'll build something pretty quick.
How deep into the customization can you get? Can you choose, like, brick
through,
or stucco?
I'll show you how simple it is to throw a texture on there.
Okay.
So I'm just going to put a base here.
Okay.
This is the floor of my club, and I'm going to rotate my view a little bit. I'm going to grab the extrusion tool, which is this guy, and I'll stretch it up.
Cool.
It's a big club. The club needs a door, so I'm going to add a little door here. I can grab the door and extrude it like so.
Right, a little VIP entrance hallway.
Right, back door, back entrance here. And now I can throw a texture on. I'm going to go to my texturing tool. You can see there's a bunch of pre-made textures here like brick. I can also choose to add my own. I can select any image from my local PC that I want to use. So if I was building a model of my house, I could actually go and take pictures of the front of my house and apply them as textures here. But to keep it quick, we'll grab a default texture.
Oh my god, this is so much fun.
We'll add some brick. And then I can add a roof and yada yada. But we're not going to do all that. This is a quick.
Can you name it? Can you add information about the building?
Yes. So now that I'm done creating it, I'm going to publish it right into Virtual Earth. This is the publish button down here. As I sign in, it's going to show me a list of my existing collections, and it knows I was most recently working on my live music venue, so it's got that as a default. And I'm going to call this my new club.
You don't want to go with Club Laura?
Yeah, that's it is actually more styling if it's Club.
I'm here for you, Lombardi.
There we go. Okay, so now we publish. And it's pretty instantaneous. The publish happens up to Virtual Earth servers, and it's now part of my collection of music clubs. And we get our successfully published. So we can now close this guy down. And there it is. So now we're back in Virtual Earth.
Okay. And so next, would you need to make another checkpoint, or is it already assumed you want to go to Club Laura?
It's actually, you can see that it's number two in the list here. And I can move it around in the list. Let's say I wanted to move it to number three after we visit Numos. Uh-huh. And I have the same access to those features that we saw just a moment ago. We'll get a nice view of it. So we're looking right at the front entrance. You can imagine the red carpet rolled out there. I'm going to go in and edit those properties once again and take a snapshot because this is what I want people to see and tell it when it gets here, I want to just hold for 2 seconds.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. Now I save it. So I've basically shown you how to create a collection, add things like photos and user reviews, et cetera, et cetera. And now I want to share it with my buddy Stephen Lawler down the hall. Sharing is really simple. I go to the share menu up here, and I say I want to send an email. And my default email program will pop up and we'll allow that to run. I could have also chosen copy to clipboard. I send this to Lawler by just...
Okay.
That there. And that's it. So
and so he's going to get an email from you or from Live Search Maps?
From me. It'll come directly from me, and it'll say, hey, Steve, check out my tour of live music clubs in Seattle. And then once he gets that, he'll be able to tour it. He'll be able to then forward
actually,
it on.
We're not even going to take your word for it. Let's go visit Steve himself, see if he has the latest and greatest tour of all Seattle rock clubs. Come on! Steve's office. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Did you just get an email from Steve Lombardi?
I sure did.
All right. Well, let's see, because he promised me that he's going to send you this really cool 3D tour, which ends on a high note. Let's see. So let's look at the email he sent you.
Well, I know it's going to be good, because Steve's the local resident in music for around Seattle. So looks like he sent me a collection based on all the cool music venues in the Seattle area. So here I can explore this collection. I've got some photos, some attribute data about it. Uh-huh. And you can see I can even rate it when I'm done. I can go ahead and just select it, give it a rating, so people know what kind of collection it is.
Cool.
So we have this new feature called Tour in 3D. And he actually went ahead and he built this 3D tour. It allows you to kind of fly through the city, look at the different clubs. And
now this is everything that he created. You're seeing what he wants you to see, right?
Exactly. He created the view, the camera orientation, kind of the fly through the city. And I get to walk through, and you can see on the left-hand panel, there's information about the venue.
This is where he wants you to go. First, he wants you to go to Numos. Now we're going to more theater.
Exactly. Cool. Exactly. And we're getting kind of the overview through the city. So it's a great feature to show off all types of, you know, collections that you
Absolutely.
Want to share with your friends.
And the more important ones, when we saw it when he was in the authoring mode, you can have them pause for more time on this one, less time on that one. And now where have we landed here?
Wow, this looks like a new club. I guess this is Club Laura, it says. So you must have created your own rock club while you were down there.
Well, you know, a girl has to dream.
Okay, good. All right, well then, I can see there's a new club in the city, so...
Now you've stopped the tour, so what are you doing now?
Yeah, at this point, I just stopped the tour, so I can just interact with the map. I can start exploring in the area. So I'll go on in here, and I'll get a little more detail. I can bring in our bird's eye photos. We really dovetailed two of our best features, the 3D product and the bird's eye feature. Here you can see the bird's eye imagery is overlaid and projected into our 3D models.
That's awesome.
So I can go and get the original image detail that's happening. I can go ahead and I can rotate each one of these images, collect more information about the area.
How close can you go in?
You can go very close. There's five levels of detail. You can see I can zoom in really close. It's an amazing amount of detail here. In fact, you know, here I can see there's, you know, some great areas to park for Club Laura. So one thing we're going to have to do.
Not many customers at Club Laura.
Not yet, with it being a new club. So we should generate some excitement about that. So
but let me just ask you one thing while we're here, you know, exploring it within Bird's Eye. This looks very similar to Photosynth. Did you guys team up with the Photosynth team?
You know, we have a lot of synergy with the Photosynth team, and we work together. This technology was actually written from scratch from our team, but but the learnings and a lot of the oversight is shared.
Okay, because I would see that as, you know, being a good, you know, partnering.
Exactly. Okay. And here, so once we get into, you know, into this area and we start exploring with the bird's eye.
And the bird's eye view is a new feature, right?
Well, the bird's eye view on top of 3D is a brand new feature.
Very cool.
So if we're going to invite and generate some excitement about the club, then, you know, first thing we want to do is we want to create a party map.
Yeah. So we want to have a party at Club Laura.
Absolutely.
What's a party map?
Okay, so a party map is a great way if you're bringing a lot of people into one destination. I just clicked on the map there.
Yeah.
And with one click, I generated directions from all different areas. So here I'm coming in from different arterials like the 520,
right.
The 90, I-5. You can see different routes. Most people know how to get from their house onto the nearest major highway or the nearest major road segment. From here, they can turn around and then customize if they want specific directions. But this is a great way to just push out directions from all different areas to come into Club Laura.
Very cool, which obviously is something we want to do. Are there any other new features with Virtual Earth 3D that you're going to want to tell us about?
Sure. And we've gone and we've created searchable collections. So if I want to come in here, maybe I'm looking to take my dog for, you know, a walk in Seattle or find some areas.
Okay.
So I can go ahead and I'll turn off Bird's Eye at this point. I'll come back in. Here I have all the information. This is user-generated content. It's all about the dog parks in the area. So I can see different dog parks like the Woodland Park. I can see a park up here, Golden Gardens Park. It'll tell me information about, you know, where.
And are these user-generated reviews, or is it just that people have entered this data sort of like a Wikipedia sharing of information style?
It is like a sharing of user content. So what we do is we show not only each collection, which could be a KML collection created in Google Earth. It could be a collection that was created in our product. We also aggregate that view and show the entities and properties of each collection in this view. So you can see this collection here is from Seattle Dog Parks, and some of these other collections, you know, could be completely different authors creating collections,
Very
and we
cool.
bring it all together.
Steve, what if I want to show it to like one of my friends who are in Amsterdam or something, and, you know, can't come to Club Laura right now? How can I show it to them?
Well, I would fly in if I was in Amsterdam.
Well, you're a smart one.
But if I couldn't make it that night, then what I would definitely do is I'd go ahead and just create a movie here. This allows you to just record everything you just saw as a movie. You can post it to Soapbox on MSN. You can post it to YouTube, and you can share it with your friends. Other people can find it.
So would it essentially be like the movie that Steven sent you, but now you've sort of published it publicly?
Exactly. So now instead of you having, you know, to come to Live Maps and go through the sequence of events there, it's just a video stream. Bang, here's a movie. Pull up Windows
That's
Media
what we
Player,
like.
Watch
Simplicity.
The movie.
Exactly. All right. What's next for Virtual Earth Maps, Virtual Earth 3D, Live Search Maps, whatever you're going by these days, what's on the frontier?
Well, I think we're going to have to save that for a special, you know, special party at Club Laura.
Well, there it is. Look for it, a party at Club Laura, and then also go check it out. Play with yourself. It's called 3D Via. Is that right?
So the new modeling tool is we teamed up with Dassault, and it's called 3D Via.
Yeah.
And it's done with the Microsoft Virtual Earth team. And then everything else is at maps.live.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Good times. And if you don't mind, I'm going to steal this guy, and let's go finish off that beer.
All right.
All right, then.